Catch. Z93, hi.
Hey, Grease, how are you?
Hey,
this is Bob from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Bob.
I was outside having a cup of coffee, listening to your show.
Yes?
And my son happened to listening, and he said, what a doodad.
What a doodad?
He's talking about doodads.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a little nervous about telling him. I think you should tell him since you got me into this.
All right, put him up. How old's the boy?
He's 9 years old.
All right.
You want to talk to him?
Sure.
You got it. Hold on.
All right.
Let me go outside. Hey, Green, come here. Come here, Greg. Come here.
Greg.
Hold on.
All right.
That's the Greek man.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, how you doing there, little buddy?
Good.
I hear you had a little question regarding Grease Man terminology.
The doodad.
The doodad.
The doodad. King of the doodads.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
You've been in the department store. Look in the snack section, or rather in the grocery store, the snack section.
Uh-huh.
There's this snack treat called doodads. Doodads are a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of everything. Doodads. Like, for example, in your room, I bet you got a ball and jacks, you got a yo-yo, you got an egg full of silly putty, and if you had them all on the dresser, I'd say, look at all the doodads he's got on there. It's kind of like whatnots and whirligigs.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, little buddy.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I want the children to maintain their innocence as long as possible. All right, climb up on my knee, sonny boy. It's the Grease Man Show you've stumbled across. I think we should do story time, so get on up here, huh? Get on up in there. I'll tell you a story just like my daddy used to tell me when I was just a bald-faced boy. When I couldn't sleep, I'd yell, Daddy, tell me a story. And he'd come lumbering in the room and all right, son. Once upon a time, there was a girl that had a homework assignment. The assignment was find out how people with a disability make their way in this world. You know, like a person that gets along, a blind person has a cane, and he taps his way along to the bus stop, and he knows how the bus is arriving by the squeal of the brakes and the whoosh of the exhaust. Talk to the person. Ask how he's made his way in life and what adjustments he's had to make. So this little girl goes walking around downtown looking for a blind man waiting for the bus. And she hits bus stop after bus stop and can't find any blind people waiting for the bus. Frustrated, she walks into a bar to grab a beer. And who's sitting there on the end of the bar but a hunchback? And she's like, yeah, there's a disability. Probably has trouble getting his shirts made. Stuff like that. So she walks up to him and says, you know, what her name is and that she's got this homework assignment to talk to people with disabilities. He's looking at her and they have a couple more beers. Hunchback looks at her and says, well, you know, I think this might be something we better discuss at my place. She's like, sweet. So they go to his place. She's like, so this hunchback thing, compensation. He smiles at her and pulls his pants down. And there's this love club of huge proportion. Her eyes open wide as he reveals a cupid battering ram, vascular, nodule-laden, hair-tufted, pendulous, avocado-sized doodads. She's like, my God! Her eyes open wide, her lips moisten, her nostrils flare. She locks a fist around that thing, and she's ready to give it a good wet fur. When the man starts screaming, please, no! Don't honk it! That's how I got this hunchback in the first place.
It's the Grease Man Show.